prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. And we've got a good show for you today. It's an important show. It's something that we don't talk about often enough. And my guest is going to be, in just a few moments, the Superhuman Radio resident therapist, Elizabeth Scott. She has not been on the show for a while. She's had a very, very busy time in her career. Maybe we'll even get to chat with her about that. But anyway, just want to mention a couple things first before we get started. You know you can always reach me by emailing me at onair@superhumanradio.com. Or you can call the Superhuman Radio hotline, which is 206-222-2218. If you leave a message on the Superhuman Radio hotline and you don't want me to ever play it on air, just say that. I know the message says any message you leave, we can play it on the air. But just say, look, don't play this on the air, and we would never use it, obviously without anybody's permission. Anyway, my guest today, as I said, is Elizabeth Scott. She is the Superhuman Radio resident therapist. How you doing, Elizabeth?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Very good, very good. And before we get started with the subject matter at hand today, I want to just bring my audience up to speed. You haven't been really very available because you had a near miss. You were going to be on a reality TV show, right?
In fact, I was. I was asked to try out, and I was one of the last people considered. And it's going to be a show on NBC this fall, and I don't want to say too much about it.
Okay, okay.
But I came really close. And
you were going to be the life coach for this particular show, correct?
The
actual people taking the reality, so to speak.
Exactly. I was going to be helping people every week on TV make changes in their lives, and now I'm going to be helping people in real life make changes in their lives.
There you go.
And continue the stuff that I've already been doing.
Yeah.
I also write for About.com, the stress management site, and I do personal wellness coaching.
Yeah. Now give your website. Give the About.com website so people know where to go.
Yeah, it's stress.about.com. And we have some great stuff on there. It's some basic information on stress and things on every topic, like personal happiness and resilience. And there's some tests you can take to kind of see where you're at and which resources would be best for you, and free newsletter, a lot of great things.
Very cool. Now, today's show happened quite by accident because you and I were talking about something that I noticed, a phenomenon in my life, and you were like, oh, yeah, you know, and we got talking. I said, you know, we really need to do a show about this. This is important stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And let me go ahead and tell the story real quick. First of all, you know, I went through a divorce. My audience knows about this already, and it's been a couple months now that I've been going through this divorce, and, you know, the stress of it is very traumatic. You don't realize it when it's happening, but, you know, I stopped sleeping well. I wasn't eating properly. I wasn't going to the gym as frequently as I normally did. And my body started to go through some physiological changes that I didn't truly notice, until a couple days. Last Saturday, I was invited to Charles Staley's Bed and Barbell. And was watching some athletes train. And I noticed I was holding my breath and my heart rate was changing. My heart started to pound and it actually started to palpitate. And I thought to myself, gee, what the hell's going on? And then I realized I had this tension in my chest. I was holding my breath. And I started to realize that this is something that physiologically I have adapted to in the recent months. I've started breathing shallow. Mm-hmm. And it's because everything in my mind is about, you know, anxiety-ridden, angst-ridden, oh, I'm worried about this and my kids and the marriage is over and blah, 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 blah. It's almost like if you think it, so you become.
Absolutely. There's a huge mind-body connection. And you're not alone. I mean, so many people experience this physical reaction, not just an emotional reaction to stress. And it can be really pervasive and affect so many areas of your life.
Now, let's talk about that for a moment. How real is the stress that's created when you start to think or relive events in your mind?
You know, it's immediate and it's very real. I mean, people think, oh, it's all in your mind. People say that. Or, you know, a psychosomatic illness, oh, it's all in your head. And it's actually not. It's in your entire body. The stress response is sort of the body's primitive reaction to threats, to perceived threats. And the operative word there is perceived, because your body really doesn't know if there's, you know, back in cave days when our stress response was sort of evolving, there would be these huge physical threats, and the only response to those would be to fight or run away. And that's why we call it the fight or flight response, your body's stress response. And so we adapted these mechanisms to really have this burst of energy, your blood gets directed to your vital organs and away from your extremities, your thinking becomes tunnel thinking, your breath becomes shallow instead of relaxed and abdominal, and a bunch of different chemical and physical changes happen. Your muscles become more tense, and it really does equip you well to fight or run away, to respond physically. And we're naturally designed to have the relaxation response, which reverses all of that and puts us back to a normal state, our normal, relaxed, healthy state. Not that this is unhealthy, but it's only for a specific situation.
I was just going to say, it becomes unhealthy when you are in that in that state of mind, or that physiology predominantly throughout your life.
Right. For a prolonged period of time, it really takes a toll on your body, and that's known as chronic stress. And that's the stress that kills. That's the stress that contributes to pretty much every major disease. It either contributes or can be causal. And one reason why we can say it contributes to almost every major disease, and even the minor ones, like the common cold, is because it actually changes your immune system as well. So you're not fighting things off as well. The tunnel thinking kind of makes it so that you're not taking care of yourself as much. You're not thinking as clearly and as carefully, so you're actually not doing the things that help keep stress down. So it becomes this downward spiral. And the reason why I brought up the perceived threat is it used to be that we would face these giant physical challenges, and now most of what we face is emotional. You know, the threat of somebody sabotaging us at work,
losing your house. I mean, look at the state of the economy right now.
Exactly. And a lot of the stress that we face is more emotional. I mean, it's not, you know, somebody's going to come get you, but losing your house is a huge threat to your safety. So it's more threats to your safety and your position. And, you know, I mean, a divorce, that changes just about every area of your life. So it really causes you to need to act. But the problem is we face so much of that these days that we never get to the relaxation response. We never get our bodies back to homeostasis, or that relaxed place. And we sort of keep going and don't even realize that our stress response is triggered and we're reacting instead of coming from a place of responding.
Is it true that if you stay in that stress mode long enough, your body can actually desire it. It feels more comfortable in that mode. There's some people, they say, who actually create chaos in their own lives because they feel more familiar with it.
Right, yeah. We like to call them adrenaline junkies, because that's what's comfortable for them. Just like people who have been raised in emotionally unhealthy families, and then they seek out those relationships because that's familiar and that's what feels normal to them.
They even create, sometimes fabricate those relationships.
Yes, yeah, you can be a drama queen. I mean, you don't have to be a woman to be a drama queen.
Right.
You can really unwittingly create drama. Some people kind of get addicted to the charge that they get, and they don't even realize they're doing it. And they might even stress about being stressed, and, oh, I just wish everything would calm down. And what they don't realize is they're unwittingly party to their own demise, in a way. And it doesn't, you know, it becomes their natural state. And what they don't realize is they don't need that. I mean, what they don't on a deep level realize is they don't need that kind of adrenaline jolt to have satisfaction in life. And they're really kind of slowly killing themselves. I mean, in one way or another, contributing to your body's overall illness and unhealthiness.
Sure. When you look at animals that live in stressed conditions, I remember reading years and years and years ago, and I know everybody's read this somewhere, about some scientists who did a study about overpopulation. Mm-hmm. And they had like two cages of rats. They had one cage where there was, you know, half a dozen rats and plenty of space for the rats to move around, have their own area, eat, and so on and so forth. And then the other cage, they loaded up with rats where the rats were all actually just about touching each other at all times. So there's no place for the rats to go without another rat, you know, bordering it on every side of its body. And the rats that were in the overcrowded cage developed a variety of anomalies and symptoms, if you will,
right,
that were, you know, like cannibalism, and you know, and they would attack each other randomly, and they would, there was like all of these things that they were doing that were just really crazy and out of character for the rats, and especially as compared to the control rats that were in a spacious cage.
Mm-hmm.
And they attributed that to the stress of overcrowding. But, it you know, stress comes from overcrowding. It comes from, as you say, perceived stress. Gee, you know, I can't pay my bills this month. What am I going to do? I'm going to lose my house. The embarrassment of losing my house. And then it just, it
right.
snowballs. It just snowballs.
Absolutely.
It's like, and you know, and when you really think about it, all of that perceived stress that we're creating quite often comes from a set of rules that we adopted somewhere when we were children. Like,
Absolutely.
Oh, it would be embarrassing to forget the words to a song. Well, I'm never going to sing now. You know what I mean? It's
mm-hmm.
like we make all these. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was also going to say some things at one point in your life are smart to avoid. And then you grow and suddenly those aren't. It's maladaptive to keep those same rules. You know, I mean, maybe when you didn't know the words and you sang really loudly as a child, maybe singing a little less would have made more sense. But then as an adult, you know, you have this great singing voice and your circumstances have changed and you don't even realize it and you're still operating from that younger set of assumptions.
Right.
And that's one thing. We refer to it in psychology as learned helplessness, where you develop this set of rules. You run into a brick wall enough times, you develop a set of rules that, okay, I can't try that anymore. And then your circumstances change and you never retest that theory that you can't do this or you shouldn't do that or that's not safe.
Very
and
interesting.
And so that's another thing. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the ideal state to be physiologically, which is relaxed, and some of the things that I stumbled upon that you confirmed for me when we talked last time. So stay tuned. We're talking today with Elizabeth Scott. She is the Superhuman Radio resident therapist. We'll be right back. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. Veryintensepleasure.com.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to ageforce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, M-A-H, LER.com. Space is very limited.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Please give us the power to blow people's minds with our high voltage rock. In your name we pray.
Amen. Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We still have plenty of Live Stronger t-shirts available. Go to superhumanradio.com right on the homepage. Check them out. They're really cool looking shirts. My guest today is the Superhuman Radio resident therapist, Elizabeth Scott. How you doing, Elizabeth? Welcome back.
Thanks.
Anyway, you know, we were talking about how the normal mode lately is to be in this stress mode because of our society and our culture. And We are a culture of consumption, and in order to consume, you have to work harder, make more money, and you basically become a rat on a wheel. How do people get out of that mode? I mean, what can be done?
You know, the first step is awareness. It's being aware that you are stressed and that you are feeling these things. Being aware of your thoughts. Well, first of all, the being aware of stress is a big one, so I should probably talk a little bit more about that.
Okay.
Sometimes people have physical tension in their body and they don't realize it. Or like you were talking about, you didn't realize your breathing was shallow until suddenly it just hit you like a ton of bricks and you're having heart palpitations and stuff. And a lot of people go through, and this is the new norm for them. And so if that's what you're experiencing, switching to abdominal breathing or belly breathing, sometimes people call it diaphragmic breathing, is a really important shift to make. Because once you start becoming aware of what it feels like to be relaxed versus what it feels like to be stressed, I mean, everybody's been in both states, but we're not always aware of exactly what it feels like and kind of memorizing the sensations of each so that you can be more mindful when you're in that state. There's somebody named Jon Kabat-Zinn, and he's a researcher out of the University of Massachusetts, and he's developed a whole program called Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction. And it's shown huge benefits from people of all sorts of diseases and people who are just stressed, chronically stressed. It has all sorts of physical benefits that have been proven by research. And the main basic premise is mindfulness, of being aware of what your responses are and kind of stopping and breathing and changing that.
Taking inventory.
Exactly. So one thing that you might want to try now, listeners, you can try this at home.
As long as you're not driving.
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, you can even do this while you're driving because we're not going to be closing our eyes.
Okay.
But just start taking a deep exhale. So I guess give a deep exhale and breathe out as much as you can, because if you evacuate the lungs, then you're setting yourself up to do better belly breathing. And when you breathe in, try to let your stomach expand instead of your chest. And, you know, people who work out especially, I think, are used to kind of, you know, sucking in their gut and keeping their abs hard. You know, you don't want to just be, you know, Homer Simpson shaped when you're breathing. But, you know, especially if you're alone in the car, but even, you know, wherever you are, it's okay to let your belly kind of hang out right now, because it's good to let your stomach expand and contract instead of having your shoulders raise and your chest. One reason why belly breathing is better is you can get 8 to 10 more times more oxygen, in your breath. I mean, you're getting more oxygen flowing in and out, and the brain has the greatest need for oxygen. So really, you're feeding your brain what it needs to stay alert. A lot of people who are stressed feel fatigued as well, and part of that is the body's stress response and the shallow breathing.
Now let me share something with the listeners for a moment about my experience with just following some of your advice.
Yeah.
I took my blood pressure before doing this, and I was pre-hypertensive. It was actually 159 over 97, which is really high for me.
Oh.
And this is because I'm in this constant stress mode right now. You know, I'm just really stressed out. I started to belly breathe, which, by the way, is very difficult to do if you become very conscious of your abs. I work very hard to keep a very flat stomach. Even when my stomach is full, my abs are strong enough to stay flat. Well, guess what? It compresses your organs. And if your organs are compressed, your lungs can't expand all the way. And the bottom third of your lungs is where 70% of the oxygen is absorbed. The bottom third. Most of us never even get to that third because we breathe so shallow. Well, I started to belly breathe in just 8 breaths, Elizabeth. I took my blood pressure again. It was 142 over 78.
Wow.
Just 8 breaths. That was, I looked at that and I thought, oh my God, you know what? If I walk into a doctor's office and he takes my BP, he wants to give me a med. If I can take 8 breaths later and it's down there, and he's like, well, you know what? It's okay, but I'd rather see it at 130, but it's like, guess what? Mm-hmm. Give me another week of 8 breaths all day long.
Right. Exactly. I mean, throughout the day when you notice it, you take those 8 breaths, and it's more effective than so many other things you can do. That's great to hear.
Breathing is very underestimated, in my humble opinion. We don't even think about it. And our breathing, if you start to just pay attention to your breathing at different points of your day, all of a sudden just become conscious of your breathing. Don't change it. Keep breathing the way what you're going to find out is you're taking little shallow breaths, because we're all so concerned about our gut sticking out and you know, the way we're sitting. A lot of us sit in a crumpled up way where our shoulders are rolled over and we're creased at the stomach. You can't even breathe. You got to sit up straight and you got to fill your lungs, and then try to become conscious of it throughout the day to where you're breathing deeply 60% of the day, and watch the changes in your body, your physiology, your strength, your alertness, your overall sense of well-being. It will change.
Right, absolutely. And one of the things that people found is if you take 5 or 10 minutes even to just do a breathing meditation where you're fully relaxing your body and you're doing this, you know, there are some visualizations you can do along with that, and we can talk about that later. But if you do this breathing, your body gets used to that, and it makes it so that throughout the day, as you notice your breathing is shallow, you can quickly switch to the deep abdominal breathing wherever you are. You can be in the middle of a stressful situation. You can be in the middle of being reamed out by your boss, or, you know, having an altercation with your spouse. And if this happens, you can calm yourself right then, and you can start thinking more clearly. You can think of better responses to the stresses you face, and your body memorizes what it is like to be relaxed, and you can change your body's stress response just at will.
I did it the other day. I was late, like so many of us always are. I was late going someplace, and I'm racing to get on the freeway, and boom, as I go on the on-ramp, what do I see? Traffic. I'm like, oh, my God, now I've got to make excuses why I'm going to be late. And I felt it. I all of a sudden, my chest got tight. I started to breathe shallow. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to be late no matter what. I'm going to try to breathe. And I consciously took very deep breaths. And what I did in my personal situation was I breathed in for a count of five. I held my breath for a count of three. And then I exhaled for a count of six. And I tried doing this. And I'll tell you something funny. All of a sudden, as I was normally, I would be anxious and stressed because the traffic wasn't moving fast enough. It was like I felt very, very relaxed. And it changed my whole demeanor and how I handled the traffic.
Right. That's a great technique, by the way, the counting and having a longer count on the exhale. And, you know, that's wonderful that you could feel it right then and you're already getting the benefits. And I'd be interested to hear what your blood pressure is now because I'm sure it probably will not get that high again.
Yeah, I could. Well, I don't have a blood pressure cuff here, but I was just thinking. I was just going to say I could do it during the break, but no, it's not here. It's at the house, so I can't do it. Oh. But yeah, no, I haven't checked it the past couple of days, but I could tell you something, that the periodic racing heart is gone completely now that I become observant of my breathing, and I do feel better. I just feel better. I just can tell you that I don't feel as anxious. I don't feel, you know, CO2 builds up in the bloodstream, and it creates anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
It also constricts blood vessels and causes headaches. So shallow breathing is really, you know, is something that can cause acute symptoms, you know, that totally foul up your day.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And, you know, the fatigue and the fuzzy thinking. I mean, it's a lot harder to go through your day if you're not fully aware and, you know, your faculties aren't completely available to you. And that can cause more stress and you can make more mistakes and that can snowball. So it's not just the downward spiral anxiety loop in your body, but it can actually spiral in your life as well. And so learning to reverse that is really important in all areas. It can really affect your stress response.
What?
And what?
No, go. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You go.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I have a terrible habit of stepping on guests. I apologize. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Oh, that's fine. Well, I just wanted to talk about also how our attitude...
I should spend more time breathing and not talking. That's what I did.
Well, the piece about the perception of stress, again, our attitudes toward the life events that we face and toward, you know, our thoughts, the way we interpret things that are happening, is actually really important as well because you can make it so that your stress response isn't even getting triggered as much. I mean, we're talking about how to reverse the stress response once it gets triggered, but you can kind of prevent some of the triggers by the way you conceptualize things that are happening to you and the way you perceive things. They did a really interesting study, actually, on nuns. And the reason why it's good to study nuns on things like this is so many things in their lives are constant. They eat the same diet as each other. They have the same schedule. They have the same stressors in their lives, pretty much. I mean, they have very uniform lifestyles.
Right.
And so you can isolate features like their attitudes. I was reading about this from Dr. Martin Seligman, who is considered the father of positive psychology. And they basically study what makes people healthy and resilient and happy and less stressed. And what they found is the nuns who smiled more and, like, you know, when they took pictures, that the nuns that were smiling and the nuns who had written essays that expressed joy and, you know, excitement about what they were doing were the nuns who lived the longest. They, 90% of them ended up living into their 90s.
Wow.
Whereas something like 34% of the not as happy nuns did. And, you know, it just kind of shows what we were talking about with stress and health and longevity. It's all kind of connected.
Yeah. Let's take a quick commercial break. I want everyone to breathe deeply during this commercial break as you listen to these commercials. And we'll be right back with more about coping with stress and feeling more relaxed and how it can add to your health and longevity with Elizabeth Scott. We'll be right back.
Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the isolator. The isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The isolator, the only way to train.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a 2-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX. Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA free. Go to forsportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Suits when the park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Guess who's back again. Shady's back.
Elizabeth's back. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Superhuman Radio resident therapist Elizabeth Scott. Now, Elizabeth, I don't want to belabor breathing, no pun intended, but I just want to touch on a couple other things real quickly that I actually was going to mention in the last segment, and I don't want to forget to. I did a lot of research for a show about 2.5 years ago about the benefits of hyperoxia. Increased oxygen content in the air that you breathe by oxygen enrichment. And some of these same benefits can be realized, I believe, by breathing deeply more regularly. Students who learned new tasks under the condition of hyperoxia, where they were given, I think, normal oxygen levels in the air, 32%, I want to say. Maybe 32% was the enriched level. Maybe it's 27%. I forget what it is, but they just enrich the air just slightly, not even maybe 10%, 15%. They had greater retention of the information that they learned when the brain got more oxygen. The flip side of that is individuals who had chronic sinus blockage due to sinusitis or allergies and so on build up a greater degree of carbon dioxide in their bloodstream and are more prone to irrational responses to circumstances and anxiety. So you have two opposite set at ends of the spectrum here. You have people under normal conditions who are learning new tasks that are being given enriched oxygen, oxygenated air, who recall and retain things, and you have people who are being starved from oxygen throughout the day who are making irrational decisions and suffering from anxiety. So breathing deeply can be very effective for you for a variety of reasons. And I think it was Dr. Andrew Weil who said if there was only one thing that a person could do to change their level of health and physiology, it would be to learn to breathe properly. And I'm not a big proponent of Dr. Weil, frankly, but that's one thing that I do agree with him on. Mm-hmm. So there you go. All right, now you were talking about visualization and breathing.
Right, yeah. Actually, I wanted to say that breathing is probably the first thing that I recommend to everybody. People that come to my site, people that I coach, and people that I just talk to about stress. Because I love how it really is effective in reversing your stress response and kind of protecting you from the effects of chronic stress. And it really can be done anywhere. Anyone can learn it, and it's free. And, you know, those it's sort of the perfect grouping of benefits. And you can change it up. I mean, there are different ways that you can do the deep breathing. But clearly abdominal, slowed, and you know, if you have your thoughts focused on the breathing as well, that can be really effective. So there are a few different ways you can use visualizations with your breathing. And one of them would be you can imagine, okay, well, we talked about the counting, right. the counting in for, what was it, three counts?
Well, I personally did four in, I want to say I did five in, held for four, or four in, held for five, and then breathe out for six. I think that's what it was, but I forget exactly. But it was you breathe in and hold your breath in for just about the same amount of time, but you exhale for a longer period of time. That's the takeaway from it.
Right, right. And you can change the numbers. There's another one that involves counting and involves visualization. And you can imagine, I actually read about this one in Minding the Body, Mending the Mind, which is a great book by Joan Borisenko. And it she suggests that you imagine a wave going down your body. And this is actually borrowed from progressive muscle relaxation, where you tense and relax your muscles,
mm-hmm.
Starting at, you know, your crown and going all the way down. And as you practice it, you can imagine like a wave of water is being poured on your head and trickling down your whole body, and that's the relaxation going down your body. So you can, I hope this is making sense, but you can visualize a wave of relaxation going down your body as you breathe and count 10 counts of that. And by the end of the 10 counts, you should feel more relaxed and more alert. And you can do this while you're driving. You can do this anywhere. But you can also do it sitting comfortably in a chair, laying down with your eyes closed. And the more you can really focus on this, focus on relaxing your whole body with each breath as you breathe in and out, can really help because your body memorizes how to do this kind of breathing and how to do this kind of relaxing. Your body memorizes the relaxed state.
You know, it's kind of like priming the pump. You know, there's certain actions that, like for instance, smiling. You mentioned about smiling before.
Mm-hmm.
We know that when you're happy and you laugh, there's a health benefit to that. We know that when you're happy and you smile, there's a health benefit to that. But we also know that the reverse is opposite. Even if you're not happy at the moment, if you force yourself to laugh or if you force yourself to smile, because it's kind of like one of those Pavlovian things, the hormone cascade and the sensations that occur in reverse occur. So in other words, if you smile, you end up feeling happy. You can't cry and smile at the same time.
Right. It's like you fake it till you make it. You behave yourself into feeling a certain way. And that's such a good point to make because You know, in psychology, we used to believe that you had to feel a certain way before you could behave a certain way. And with cognitive behavioral therapy and a few other, you know, just regular behavioral therapy, the premise is that you can act yourself into a way of feeling. And it really is true. They did another study where they had students, you know, they like to do studies with college students because those are the ones that are generally available to volunteer. And they had some students walk around consciously slouching, consciously kind of looking down, and walking the way you would walk if you were depressed. And they had them walking that way for about 10 minutes, and they had other college students consciously walking erect with their heads held up and smiling. And at the end, the people who had been walking like a confident, happy person literally did feel better and happier and less stressed. And it's just amazing. I mean, that's a 10-minute snapshot. Imagine how you're going through your life and the differences that can be made there. So, yeah, that's absolutely, you know, the same as you were saying with the smiling. If you can catch yourself in these more depressive kind of stress states and just kind of turn a switch where you're behaving in a less stressed way and making your body do things, the emotions will follow. And you just like you said, you still get the cascade of positive chemicals going on in your body, and that can be so health promoting in every area.
There's a fella in Louisville, Kentucky that I know personally named Dr. Clifford Kuhn, and they call him the Laugh Doctor. And he goes around and speaks at corporate meetings, and he walks out, you know, and he's a psychiatrist. He's an MD, I guess, right? Psychiatrists are doctors. And he now travels a circuit. He's written a book called It All Starts with a Smile. Mm-hmm. And his whole premise is nothing more than smile. Smile, no matter what's going on in your life, smile, and things will change. And basically, he walks out in front of, you know, large rooms of people with one of those red noses on. You know, he's a nice-looking guy. He shaved his head because he went, you know, he's older, he's bald, but he shaved his head. And he puts that red nose on, walks out, everybody starts laughing right away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's very infectious. When people laugh, they smile. When other people smile, it's like yawning. When someone's smiling, someone looks back at them and smiles and go, what are you laughing? You know, what's so funny, right? If you walk into a room and people are looking at you and they're all smiling, you're thinking to yourself, gee, either I've got something on my face or, you know, and you look at them, you go, you know, and you start to smile. You go, what's so funny? What are you laughing?
Mm-hmm.
It's very infectious. And so,
yeah, exactly. You don't
smiling,
even realize you're doing it.
Yeah, smiling is a very powerful thing. We actually did a show a long time ago from the guy with Laugh Angeles. I can't think of his name now, but there's a laughing yoga.
Right.
Laughing
yeah,
yoga.
Sebastian Gentry?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I actually went to his laughter yoga a couple of his meetings, and they were really interesting. You know, I mean, you're in this room with a bunch of people, and he gives you different exercises that get you laughing. And, you know, at first, I brought my kids too, and they just didn't know what to think because they were pretty young. But at first, it feels, you know, a little awkward and forced. But you end up laughing at, you know, what we are doing. You're laughing at yourself, and you have this sense of camaraderie, and it really does work. And I did some of the exercises at home with my kids, and those I found even more effective because, you know, I mean, the laughter was real, and it might start out fake, but it feels good. I mean, it just it feels cleansing through your whole body,
right?
And you know, I can't imagine a better feeling. And you know, all those chemicals in your body, I mean, they're doing good things.
Yeah.
And it's blowing off the tension that you feel too.
Absolutely. And everybody's carrying way too much tension nowadays. All right, let's take our last commercial break, Elizabeth. When we come back, we'll close the show. Stay tuned.
Okay,
we'll be right back.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Super Human Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've got Elizabeth Scott on the show today. We're talking about things that you can do right away to lower your stress level. And you know what? Everybody out there is so stressed right now. Everybody you talk to, you know, and I'll tell you something else. Watching the news, in my humble opinion, is a waste of time and just contributes to stress, because you can't do anything about 99% of the stuff they're talking about on the news.
Exactly. And a lot of it you don't even need to know about. I mean, you know, knowing about the details about murders that happen in other cities and things like that, I don't know. I used to watch it all, and now I kind of get basic updates from the internet. But, yeah.
I know people, and I'm not going to mention any names because I'm not going to embarrass anybody. I know people that all day long, all they watch, Dr. Phil, the doctors, Dr. So-and-so, you know, reruns of Dr. Phil, the news again, CNN. I mean, it's like all day long. And I say to them, you know, why don't you watch something funny?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're watching all the, in other words, you don't have enough problems in your life already that you have to go watch and seek out other people's problems to watch?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, when people watch stuff like that, part of their brain can't really distinguish.
Bingo.
Right, that it's not actually happening to them, and their stress response does get triggered just hearing about it.
When I say this to this one person, they always tell me, well, you know, I learned something from watching the doctors. Well, what do you learn? You learn about disease. You learn about, well, if you've got a bump on your left hand, it could actually be the beginning of multiple sclerosis. All of a sudden, you look at your hand and go, gee, I think I've had that. I wonder how long did I have that bump now? Oh, my goodness. It's like, what do you need to know this sort of stuff for?
Right, you generally know if there's a major problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying don't be proactive, but you know, surrounding yourself with all the bad news, people don't always think about surrounding themselves with all the good news, and there's a real benefit to that. Positive psychologists are studying that right now, the positive impact of seeing movies and TV shows that are uplifting, that make you laugh, that help you grow. I mean, you can learn something from watching uplifting stories about people having emotional strength and doing good in the world at least as much as you can learn something by watching the negative stuff where, you know, it's kind of ambush TV.
My grandmother on my mother's side, off the boat Italian, you know, she didn't speak much English at all, so she and I had a unique relationship because she would talk to me and I wouldn't understand her, and I talked to her and she wouldn't understand me. But the one thing that we had in common was she loved to laugh. Mm-hmm. And she used to love to watch wrestling. I'm talking about when I was a young kid. She would put wrestling on and she would laugh at them because, you know, they'd slam each other. And she belly laughed. I remember sitting there and watching her laugh like hysterically at the wrestlers. And I would laugh too because I thought it was so funny that she was laughing at them, you know?
Right.
It's like these guys
like
are slamming each other. Yeah. Yeah. And they're slamming. And she laughed. And the truth is that I work very hard to make the last thing I do before I go to bed. I like to do something that makes me laugh. I have a collection. Okay, now everybody's going to know what a real dweeb I am, but I have a collection of Family Guy videos because I think Family Guy is hilarious. And I always watch an episode of Family Guy before I go to bed at night because I laugh really hard and then I sleep really well.
Isn't that funny? You know, I have a similar ritual, but it's old episodes of Arrested Development.
Oh, I love Arrested Development. That's another great show.
Yeah. Yeah, we've seen them, but we still laugh again and again.
Yeah, and it's great to, like, have that. You know what happens? And after you laugh and you watch the show and it's over and you have that lingering grin on your face and it's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, wow, that was really good when I first watched it. And it was really funny. And, wow, what about that part? And then you get in bed and you're like, your brain is happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I like watching things with people, you know, with my husband or with my kids is we joke about it later. You know, we have little inside jokes. And, you know, I mean, I'm not saying always watching TV is, you know, preferable to having these fun experiences in real life, but it's a really nice shortcut. You know, I mean, it's like you can have an instant dose of positive feeling. Why not? You know,
yeah.
And I think that's a great idea to go to sleep to that.
Yeah, but, you know, people need to gravitate towards things that make them laugh more. If you're watching lots of shows about misery and, you know, 48 Hours and Dateline murder, she 13 people killed, and if you're doing if you're watching that, your brain is consuming that, and that's what you're going to look at and see in life.
Mm-hmm.
and
that's,
get out of that gear.
That's what you notice more.
Yeah. It's like when you buy a brand new, you buy a blue Toyota, and all of a sudden at every stoplight you go, oh, there's a blue Toyota just like mine.
I was just going to say that. Except I was going to say a white Miata.
Okay. Well, you know what? You have a bigger budget than I do. I just went through a divorce. Okay.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's like you gravitate towards those things that you now have in your life. It's like, because that's what you recognize right away.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And once you're looking for it, you see it everywhere.
Okay, so here's the bottom line to those of you listening to the show right now. I want you to make a commitment to yourself. You know, and nobody makes time to do these things. Everything, oh, I've got no time, or I'm not consistent with it. You'll spend an extra 10 minutes talking to a friend about something that you could curtail. Start smiling every single day, even when you have nothing to smile about. Don't worry if you look like a dork getting on the elevator with a smile. Watch what happens when you step on an elevator smiling. Everyone smiles back at you.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. So lose the bad guy demeanor, you know, oh, I'm a bodybuilder, I got to be mean, and smile. Smile more often, number one, for your health and your sanity. Number two, start paying attention to your breathing. And this is going to require a couple things from you. Number one, you're going to have to pay attention to your posture because you can't fill your lungs unless you can allow your belly to come out. You can't let your belly to come out if you're all hunched over. So start standing up a little straighter or sitting up a little straighter. You know, extend the abdominal muscles and let your belly fill up. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but in the Eastern disciplines, they call that qi, like spelled chi, C-H-I. But the way you breathe, you fill your belly up or something like that. It's an energy, they call it.
Yeah, chi is your life force.
Right.
Or qi. Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, start breathing deep. Start focusing on breathing deep. If you want to count, you know, count 3 or 4 seconds in, hold your breath for 2 or 3 or 4 seconds, and then exhale for a longer period of time. Whatever you breathe in and hold for, just make sure you exhale for a longer period of time because that sets you up for that next breath that rebounds and it just pulls right in. So start breathing deeply and start doing it maybe just for a couple minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day until it permeates your day and you notice, oh my goodness, you know what? I breathe deeply all the time now. And watch the changes in your life just from smiling and breathing deeply. And then if you want to take it a step further, try Elizabeth's suggestion and imagine that wave starting at the top of your head and going down to your feet, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And each 10 times and breathe each time with it. And every time it goes down, feel your body relaxing more and more and more.
Right.
And visualize that.
Feel the stress drain from your body, basically.
The one that I used was when I read Deepak Chopra's book, Ageless Beauty, Timeless Mind. And this was right at the time of my epiphany for my health. This is when I had my heart problem.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a breathing exercise in there because he kind of intermingles quantum physics with all of this feel good type stuff. And so he said, you know, dark matter that separates every molecule, every atom, every neutrino is separated by dark matter. The dark matter that separates the molecules in our body, the molecules in the table and chair that you're sitting at, and the space in outer space is all the same dark matter. So we are networked, if you will, to everything around us, including outer space. And that's a really powerful thought if you think about that. It's like, oh, my God, you know, I can pick up vibes, and that's another show. But, okay, so you're networked to everything. And what he said was close your eyes, and when you breathe in, imagine that the air that's filling your lungs is coming from the farthest depths of outer space into your lungs and then back out again. And I, for some reason, that worked for me for a long time. I used to close my eyes and imagine the darkness of space and the stars and me breathing in and out and me feeling the cold air from outer space coming. And obviously, there's no air in outer space. We know that. So this is really an exercise in imagination at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that worked for me. But whatever it is, learn to breathe deeply. Learn to breathe deeply. It will change your life. It really will. It'll change your physiology in the short term. And it will change your outlook on your life in the long term.
Right. And it takes no extra time. I mean, you're breathing anyway. You may as well do it this way.
Well, there is an expense to it. If you start doing it, you've got to send a dollar to the show. Put it in a self-addressed stamped envelope. So there is a cost. If you start breathing deeply, since you heard it here, you have to pay me.
But it's minimal. It's minimal.
No, that's okay. Give the dollar to your kids and let them go to the store and buy ice cream. All right. Well, that's anything else you want to tell the listeners?
No, I guess just remind you guys to stop by stress.about.com as well and get more tips on stress management.
You know, stress management is an overused term today, but it's an underused technique. People talk about stress management. They pay lip service to it, but very few people, including myself, employ the techniques that we know that work because we don't think that stress is really hurting us. We talk about it. And we know it is, but maybe it's not hurting me. I feel okay. If you start employing just one new stress management technique a month, by the end of the year, you will be a different person. I promise you. Mm-hmm. I promise you.
I second that.
And you can learn all those techniques at stress.about.com at Elizabeth's website. Okay, so that is another episode of Superhuman Radio. Elizabeth, thank you so much for making time to come on the air today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I always love coming.
And we'll have you back again soon. Okay, and we will see everybody else tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Did you know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman Channel. Get up-to-the-minute news and more. Join the Superhuman Radio listener mail list. Go to superhumanradio.com and join.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.